Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we didn't pull the plug on our live broadcast this morning. We wanted to make sure that we were live here from Petersburg. And it was, I got to be honest with you, it was a little bit of a hell ride getting down here from Western and Ryko last night. I was at my parents' house and they were freaking out. Well, my mom was freaking out. My dad didn't care. But the winds were going wild. And finally I said, hey, mom and dad, if I don't get to Petersburg for this show, I'm going to be driving at 3 a.m. I'm going to go ahead and go. And I stayed at the really cute Jury's Inn over here on Sycamore Street, right around the corner from where we're broadcasting at the Exchange Building, and across the street from just the beautiful courthouse with Lady Justice on top of it. And it's just last night, even in the rain, it looked beautiful down here in Old Town. A lot of things have changed for the better. And we are lucky to have the mayor of Petersburg, Sam Parham, with us here live right now. I as a news guy, I got to ask you, how did Petersburg fare? Have you gotten news this morning? Is everybody good here?
We had a few trees down, some flooding, and we have a couple hundred people without power. And mm-hmm. our Petersburg Public Works crews are on the streets. Mm-hmm. We have some red lights that are out. But it's, considering what happened to Florida, we are very blessed.
Yeah.
To have ridden the storm out and
no injuries that you're aware of.
No injuries, and I was able to make it down here to you, John, which was excellent.
Yeah.
Despite having a few red lights out, so Petersburg is open, and we still encourage everyone to come on out today. It's going to be a beautiful day, beautiful fall day in downtown Petersburg. We having you here today, so it should be a great kickoff to a Friday evening down here in Old Town Petersburg.
I got to tell you, 20 years ago when I was working at Channel 8, we did a couple of stories here in Petersburg. I came down a couple of times. There was some club, I forget the name of it, outside of town that we went to a few times. That was when I was out and about a little bit more in the younger days. And then, I'm not being mean, but things didn't go very well for Petersburg. It seems like, just anecdotally and from what I've witnessed, you all have turned the corner here.
Yes, things are definitely moving in the right direction. We've experienced a tremendous amount of growth since your heydays back here, John, and a lot more restaurants. Like you say, we have a couple of nice breweries here in Trapezium and Ammo Brewing, and we are really the hot spot for all the residents that live in the Tri-Cities. Mm-hmm. I tell everyone, when the rest of the Tri-Cities close at night, Petersburg is alive and well.
It's still open.
So you come down, you see a tremendous amount of people down here, from bar hopping to restaurant hopping to listen to a lot of the live music going on in our restaurants. And a lot of it's that buzz that is down here now, which is really brings excitement and joy to me. I like to ride through a lot of times on the late night just to okay. Just to feel the buzz, and then I'll go back home and say, it's a great night.
Well, what happened? What happened in the last couple of years to turn things around for you?
What happened for us is we had a complete transformation of Petersburg, starting from new people on council, new people at City Hall. We have new city manager, new police chief. We have a whole bunch of people that have come here that really believes in what Petersburg can be. Mm-hmm. And inviting them here and bring them on board, they see the vision of what Petersburg is going to be, and it's going to be a thriving stroll district here in might as well say the heart of the Tri-Cities. Everything from Dinwiddie, Prince George, Hopewell, Colonia Heights, we are the hub of the Tri-Cities. And it was a point in time, being in this historic Exchange Building, which is really a gateway to the vast history that's here in Petersburg, from Revolutionary War, Civil Rights, everything is going on through here. And it's just pulling back the curtain to show everyone that we have a tremendous amount of assets here, and it's definitely a destination place for people to check out here in Petersburg. So along with that, we are attracting a lot of the millennials here now. We have a lot of new lofts and apartments, and we are the the hotbed now for the millennials who liked the convenience of being in urban areas and going to the restaurants. Like you said earlier, we're 25 minutes from Richmond. So therefore, that keeps us in the light of what's going on here in the central region.
All right. Are you joining one of these walking tours this weekend? I've been talking about it this week. I think a lot of people, you know, they're fascinated by the movies. And we've got the Harriet Tubman film, which is a big budget feature film that's being shot in part here in Petersburg and in other locations across central Virginia. And I'm expecting that you'll see a lot of interest in walking through, not just to see where they're filming here in Petersburg, but the other locations where movies were shot.
Yes, because, you know, we've had Lincoln come through here, Mercy Street, had Meg Ryan here. We are the Hollywood of the South, I would like to say, what Petersburg has become, because we have so much historic buildings here that are pretty much untouched, and it's
that, you know what, that's the upside
yes.
to not having the skyscrapers built and everything torn down is
yes.
that, you know, if you're looking for an authentic set, why are you going to spend $2 million to build an authentic set when you can come to Petersburg and for a fraction of the cost shoot right there on the street with the real buildings and it looks authentic because it is.
Yes, it is. We encourage everyone to come down. Okay, come on down to Petersburg and see what we have to offer here. There's a lot of good things going on. Thank you for coming, John, as always.
Oh, we're excited about it.
Look, and don't be a stranger.
We'll be back.
Okay, and I look forward to seeing you.
I'll tell you a secret. We're going to do a read on the road from Fort Lee soon, too. So we'll be back in the area and highlighting all the positive things that are happening here in Petersburg over the coming months. The mayor of Petersburg, Sam Parham, appreciate you joining us here this morning.
John, appreciate it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,